All right, so first podcast. Really excited about this. I'm just going to answer some questions from the assignment on the website and just talk about some of the service learning goals I have. I haven't really done any YMCA, Boys and Girls Club sort of activities. I mean, I've tutored at an elementary school and I've worked with high school age students, so I have some experience with working with a wide variety of kids. But never really through an after-school program, so they can keep kids off the streets or doing stuff that's productive. So I'm really excited about this. Some goals I have, basically I connect with kids. I'm there for a reason. I'm supposed to be there learning about myself and about others. So that's what I really want to get out of this. I want to be able to make an impact. I know it sounds really like cliche, like I'm going to make an impact on some kid's life. Well, I actually kind of do. Like I really want to be able to connect with a kid and maybe mentor them, maybe learn a little bit more about myself through interacting with these kids, and also learn about the community that I'm working in, about the Rotary Club and the area that these kids are coming from, to learn about a different aspect of Seattle. Anxieties, I've done this quite a bit, you know? I've done some other community service projects where I'm working with people that I have no idea. Like, I don't know their background, I don't know what's going on, and so I don't really think I have any anxieties. I'm not really nervous. I'm just sort of excited. I just want to get going on it. So I don't know if I was supposed to have anxieties, but I don't know. We'll see. And to communicate these goals, basically I don't really think it's my place to tell the project managers or the community partners, the Boys and Girls Clubs. I don't think it's my job to necessarily tell them my goals, but more or less to be there at their disposal and allow myself to learn things, because they can't, a lot of it's going to be up to me to learn this stuff, not necessarily for them to put me in a situation where I'm going to learn. I need to be able to learn wherever I'm at. So I'm just going to go in there as a learner and try and get the most out of any situation I'm in, and kind of just be flexible, because the more flexible I am, one, the more it's going to help the partner at the Boys and Girls Club, and two, the more I'm going to learn from it. I gotta be open-minded, and I'm pretty sure that's how I'm going to communicate. That's the big thing, you know. I've been to Africa, I've been to Australia, and the main things I learned from there is just be really open to different cultures. I know it's Seattle, it's America, but you know, there are different cultures within each city. So just be open to different thought processes and thinking about what people, how they might be different from me. So, yep. And I think that's pretty much it. I'm just really excited about this opportunity.